Hi, this is Heath Herrera with the Keep Fit Simple podcast, simplifying your journey to better health and fitness. I'm hoping you had a great Thanksgiving weekend. You know, this is the first week after Thanksgiving as we head into the holiday season. Hope you're ready for the holiday season. I want to talk to you about something that is really a silent killer. And this time of year is when many have an increase in stress from managing parties, family time, work, and whatever else can be thrown at you. This is also a great time of year to celebrate and enjoy each other's company. And, you know, I want to make sure that I give you the tools to allow you to manage your stress and enjoy this wonderful time of year. So I want to talk to you about how to manage stress to live your ideal life. So this is something that's not just going to apply to the holiday season, but this can also be something that you can utilize throughout your year. And so I want to talk about that silent killer of stress. Stress is recognized as the number one proxy killer disease today. The American Medical Association has noted that stress is the basic cause of more than 60% of all human illness and disease. I can relate to this, the stress silently creeping up and causing havoc on my mental health. I allowed things to interfere with my focus and happiness and allowed that stress to take me to dark places that I am grateful due to the tribe I have around me that I've been able to get better. I just ask that if you are feeling stressed and are afraid to reach out to your network. They are there and every single one of them want to hug you and build you up. So stress may be literally taking years off your life. Stress can affect every part of your body, all the way down from your brain to your reproductive system. And so the brain and nerves are affected. You know, it may result in headaches, lack of energy, irritability, increased or decreased eating, trouble concentrating, trouble sleeping, and it may also result in mental health problems such as anxiety and or depression. When stress begins to affect your skin, it can cause acne and many other skin problems. It can also affect your muscles and joints. This could cause muscle aches and tension, especially in the neck and shoulders, and an increased risk for reduced bone density. The impact it has on your hearts can result in a faster heart rate, rise in blood pressure, increased risk of high cholesterol, and even a heart attack. Stomach issues may manifest as nausea, stomach pain, heartburn, and even weight gain. So, and then it also can result in increased factors of stress to your pancreas, which increase your risk for diabetes. And then when it gets into your intestines, it can result in diarrhea. None of us have time for that, and sometimes that can result in no time to get to the bathroom. It may also result in constipation or other digestive problems. And if your reproductive system's impacted, you may have a loss of libido. For women, it may be painful or irregular periods. And for men, it's impotence and lower sperm production. If you're trying to have a child, you and your spouse, look at your stress levels and see if you can work on ways to reduce that to help with that reproductive system. And your immune system will take a hit as well. Lowered ability to fight and recover from illness. We all talk about the worry of flu season being the fall and winter. Well, now's a good time to manage that stress to minimize the amount of impact your body has on fighting illness. The stress is not going to go away. We are all under stress every day. In today's world, stress is all around us. However, our response to stress we face may be a bigger issue than the actual stress itself. Growing up, we are taught many things in and out of school, but managing stress is not one of them. Then as adults, we find ourselves in very stressful situations without the tools to deal with them. Often, after these stressful events, a long-term chronic stress, we develop health issues such as adrenal fatigue, even anxiety or depression, and so on. These things can manifest even further. Or they manifest so much that we end up on medications that could have far worse side effects. So what I want to do is help you create a toolbox that helps you manage your stress. Just as there's no one nutrition plan for everyone, there's not one way to manage stress. Each person has to identify what works for them and put different tools in their stress management toolbox. I'm going to list out some of the ways that you can manage stress. One is simplify what you have going on in your life. Two, prioritize. Take care of the important tasks. Participate in yoga. Even meditation, just taking time and being quiet. Laugh. When's the last time you laughed? Practice mindfulness. Set boundaries. Learn to say no more often. Avoid stimulants and sugar, or minimize them to where you're not having them after a certain time of the day. Avoid negative people. Get more sleep. Learn to say no. Practice self-care. And my all-time favorite, exercise. And with exercise, you could do as simple as just doing some squats, lunges, some push-ups on the floor or against the wall, or going for a walk. Combine some of these pieces together. Go for a walk and practice some mindfulness and just enjoy your day. Be around people that you want to be around, people that lift you up, people that care for you. The ultimate thing is that you need to take care of you. Stress is affecting us more than we even know. Creating that time and space to slow down and calm our minds and bodies is essential to optimal health and well-being. Next time you find yourself highly stressed, stop. Take 5 deep breaths and notice if you feel different. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this episode of the Keep Fit Simple podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, leave a 5-star rating and review. Don't forget to share this with your family and friends. And subscribe to this Keep Simple podcast on your favorite podcast listening service. Have a great day and keep fit simple.